You are listening to BensTorah.com.
I'd like to learn with you a few lines of Gemara. The Gemara is the Masechus Megillah, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, and it speaks about the halacha of laying the Megillah twice, once at night and once during the day. And this turns out to be a machlokas. What is the makor? What is the foundation for this idea that the Megillah should be laid twice? And apparently, it's not understood that this is the basic takana of Mikra Megillah. And in fact, Mikra Megillah, like all the mitzvahs, should really be just bayera. So the fact that it's balayla needs an explanation. The question is, what's the makor? So Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi says that the makor is a pasuk in Tehillim. And Rabbi Chelbo, in the name of Ula Birah, also says that the Makar is a pasuk from Tehillim. But the psukim are very, very different. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi says, Chayiv Adam likhois es hamigila balayla v'lishnoisa v'yoyim, shenema alaykai ekho yomam v'losane v'layla v'lo duliyoli. This is from the Kapitul of Alayelas HaShachar, which Chazal in many different places identified with Esther HaMalka and with Purim. And this pasuk tells us that this Alayelas HaShachar, Esther and Klal Yisrael cried out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu again and again. Elokai, Ekra Yoima Vulosana. Yom comes first in the pasuk. Ekra Yomam Vulosana. And you don't answer me. Valaila, and I called out again at night, nevertheless. Volodumi Ali, I did not remain silent. The idea here obviously is, just on the surface of the pasuk, that the inyan of crying out to Hashem and you don't get an answer, and you feel the Hester Panit, Esther Minatorah Minayim, you begin to be misyayish. You begin to feel, what's the point? The Rambam tells us in Hilchos Tshuva that before a person does tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes his tefillos and tears them up. You cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you don't get an answer. But it's not just that. The situation got worse. That's the bechina called layla. It's dark. It means, in other words, that I called out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when there was more hope, and now, I was not answered, and the situation is much more bleak, and much more dangerous, and much more frightening. And it looks like the jig is up, and nevertheless, I continue to doubt. So to reflect that idea, we lay in the Megillah twice. Dozok of Yeshua ben Levi. Ula Birah, on the other hand, also brings a pasuk. A pasuk which I dare say most of us are more familiar with. I always say that the difference between what we know and are comfortable with and what we don't know and we are not comfortable with when we hear it is how many times we learned it. That's the whole difference. There's nothing especially easy about the psukim that we know. But we know them because we say them constantly in our tefillos and so on. And the same thing with Ma'amar Chazal, and whatever it is that we know and we repeat, we know. So the Eitzah to know everything is to learn everything again and again and again. But this Megillah is only read twice. However, symbolically, the twice, according to Ula Birah, is a way of showing it'll never come to an end. What will never come to an end? The Shevach, the gratitude that we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which pasuk does he bring? Laman yizamercha chavod v'lo yidom. Hashem Elokai la'olam odeka. So we can't do la'olam. Some people probably Purim all year long, but you can't do la'olam. So if you cannot do la'olam, do it at least twice to show that that's what you really would like to do. So again, both of Yeshua ben Levi and Ula Birah both say that there's a fear of to lay in the Megillah twice, and that is the halacha. But there's a tremendous difference between them. There's another Gemara, a very famous Gemara. It's a machlokes that I think ties very well into this machlokes as well. Into the machlokes of laying in Megillah twice, what's the makor? And that machlokes is why we don't lay in Hallel, why do we don't recite Hallel, Kriyas Hallel, why don't we recite Hallel on Purim? One shita is, of course, Rav Nachman, Kriyasa Zuhi Hilula. The laying of the Megillah is the Hallel. The other man, the Omar, says, Akate Abde da Achashverish Anah. Apparently, to be able to say Hallelu Abde Hashem, it means exclusively. Because we are no longer Abde Paro. We're no longer Abde Paro, Lachaluta, Lagamri. But how can we say Hallelu Abde Hashem when we are still Abde Achashverish? No matter how much we were saved, we still remained under the suzerainty and under the authority of Achashverish, and whatever that means, so we can't be fully Abde Hashem. And therefore, you can't say Ahalu Abde Hashem. If you can't say Ahalu Abde Hashem, there's no place for Ahalu. Comes out, L'cha'ora, that there's a machlokas whether it's a day of Ahalu or it's not a day of Ahalu at all. The first man, Yomer Rav Nachman, says that it's a day of Ahalu. But there is a Ahalu already. And Moshe L'moha Dovadome, there's a whole question whether you say Sha'asa Nisim L'Avoseinu on the night of the Seder. Well, we don't say those words. That everyone is masking. But does the whole idea exist? So there are a whole number of Rishonim that say no. Because Sha'asa Nisim is only on a day that it was originally established, Midrabbonim, for Pesumei Nisa. And Pesach has a Pesumei Nisa aspect. But the day itself is a day of many other things, and it's a Daraisa. So therefore, you don't say Sha'asa Nisim L'Avosei. Where would you say it? It's not right after Kiddush. Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim and Tosfos and Pesachim, he says, and this is of course known to us in another context, because Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim has a piyut, right, Elokei Aruchos, which is the piyut for Shabbos Hagodol, and ends in very famous words that everybody knows. Again, it's the same thing. Whatever you say, you know. Chasalsi du Pesach Yilchoso, Yechom Mishpoto Bukhukoso, etc. Kasher Zachinu Lesader Oso. In the middle of that period, he says as follows. We don't say Sha'asa Nisim because Lefisha Osid La'omro Adayin V'roi L'koflo Ayin. Still resonates in my ear. I must have heard this period and this shtickle from Rav Soloveitchik Zechon L'Gochel Chayim above the road probably 100 times. So roi l'koflo ayin means you can't duplicate it. Why should you repeat it? Why should you say it twice? What is he talking about? Because osid l'omer adayin, where do we say sha'asa nisim l'avoseinu? The bracha of asher go'olanu. So the bracha of asher go'olanu, according to Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim, is the sha'asa nisim. And why you have to wait till later? We're not learning now the Haggadah. But the fact of the matter is that there's a big machlokas here. Do you have a sha'asa nisim? But a substitute, a replacement for it, which is Asher Go'olanu, or there's no place for Sha'asa Nisim to begin with. So what's your question? Same thing with the Hallel. The Hallel on Purim, is there a Hallel or is there no Hallel? One man the Yomer says, why should there be a Hallel? Akate Abde Da Chashver Shana. The other man the Yomer says, of course there's a Hallel. What's the Hallel? The Hallel is the Megillah itself. Interessant. The Lashon HaRambam, maybe it's vague, I don't know, it's hard to know, you can take sides. The Rambam has his perek, his whole kapitel about Hallel, happens to be in Hilchos Chanukah. And in Hilchos Chanukah he tells you when you say Hallel. And he says, V'lo tiknu Hallel b'purim, shekriyas ha-megillah hi ha-hallel. V'lo tiknu Hallel b'purim, shekriyas ha-megillah hi ha-hallel. So there's no shaila that he's telling us, Kriyas ha-megillah hallel, hi kriyas ha-zuhi lula. That's that man de Omer Rav Nachman, he passes like Rav Nachman. But precisely what does he mean? What am I driving at? So before I get to what I'm driving at, why do I think that this machlokas parallels the machlokas of Shuvah Levi and Ula Mirach? Because it's very simple. What's the tshvok? What's the essential concept that's mechayev mikra megillah? What is mikra megillah all about? What is it celebrating? What is the identity? You know, what identity tag does Mikra Megillah wear What is it saying to us? So Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi and Ula Bira, I believe, are saying completely disparate, very distinct perspectives on what Mikra Megillah is. Ula Bira says basically that Mikra Megillah is a halal. Like Kriyasa Zuhi Lula, it's a halal. It's a shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi says that's not what it is. What it is a celebration of our commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this manifest upon it. In fact, according to Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, I dare say that the whole idea of the Megillah and the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is not mentioned in the Megillah at all is because we are obligated to understand the level of hest upon him that it was possible for a person to live through that matzah and in spite of everything could not necessarily put together that this is Yad Hashem. That Hashem created the sakana, that Hashem will provide the Yeshua. And the secret of Megillah is Kiyim Hafresh Tachrishi La'ez Kazos. That's the secret of the Megillah according to Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. There's a machlokes later in the Gemara, what is the essence of the Megillah in terms of its content, of the number of tzukim? So what are you mechuyev to lane in the Megillah is a machlokes. According to most shittas, you have to have a complete Megillah, but what chelik of the Megillah are you obligated to lay? The Mikra Megillah Shabbat. So there are all kinds of different shittas. Where you start? We pass them, like Mevayim, like the Mandiyama that says, Tzarech Likra says Kula. So we're not used to that. But there were shittas that said you start from Balaylahu Nodad Oshnas HaMelech. There was a shitta that said you start from Ish Yehudi. There was a shitta that says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did us as Haman. Right? That Achashverosh Gidal Eshamon Berandasa. And each section has a reason why from the Psukim, and everybody is arguing what is the essential part of the Megillah. Someone would ask me, Ula Bira, what would he say if he doesn't say he's supposed to say the whole thing? Which part would he choose? So I think the answer, of course, would be by Lailahu Nadar Darshan Asamah, because that's where the Yeshua begins. The actual Yeshua begins then. But according to Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, if you would ask him, where do you begin, if you're not mechuyev to lay the entire thing, then he would say much earlier. Why? Because by him, the crisis and the response of Klal Yisrael to the crisis is the essential part of the Megillah. I think it is the Rabban Shalom is going to say this. He gave us a promise. There's no question. But b'shas ma'ase, do you see the Yad Hashem? So this is Hester Pon, Hester min HaTorah Minei. To be able to acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu and identify with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a zman of Hester Pon is the critical secret of the success of Purim. That's what Purim is, according to Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. I would almost go so far as to say that, but I think it's true of Hanukkah also, by the way. That when we say Bimei Mordechai Ve'Esther, when we say Bimei Matisyo Ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol, we don't just mean that we're trying to give you the framework, the time framework of when this happened in the history of Klal Yisrael, in the timeline of our history. I think that what we are doing is, even though it's a total shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's part of Modim Anachnu Loch, but we have to give the credit where it's due for how that was made to happen. And it was because there was a Mesiras Nefesh on the part of people, each in their own way. Whether it was the Chashmonaim, who were Yechidei Sgula, and because they fought against their own brothers, or whether it was because of Mordechai Ve'Esther, in moments when everyone else was willing to give up, and even Esther was struggling with this, Anilo Nikresi Lovo Lamelech Zeshloshen Yom, and Afal Pikein, he says, Kim Akresh Tachrishin, he says, Lech Knos, she says to him, Eskala Yehudim, and all the Hasidic Torahs about it, they dovetail exactly with the principle of the Pasuk itself. I don't know anything. I'm calling out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and there's no answer. Things are getting darker. The time is getting closer and closer. There are people walking into Auschwitz and they say, what Ribbono Shel Olam? When Ribbono Shel Olam? Where's the Ribbono Shel Olam? And you have to come out of that into a matzav of Yomam Ekra V'loisaneh V'layla. It's dark now. It's pitch dark. Volodumili, I refuse to remain silent. I'm going to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu and bang at the gates, and I'm going to insist and insist and insist that what? Insist what? That you're there. That's what she's insisting. And it's amazing. Keili, keili, loma azavtoni. Rochoik mishuasi didrei sha'agosi. I am showing, I am crying out to you, I am screaming to you, and it's rochoik mishuasi. And a person would think that this kind of pasuk in particular is dafka pasuk that almost denies HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where are you, Hashem? Why did you abandon me? And the answer is no, it's kun faket. Because you can't say keili, keili at the beginning of the pasuk if you think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu abandoned you. So the hest upon him is an acknowledgement that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not visible, but there's also an acknowledgement that there's Hester Pump. There has to be Hester Pump. So that's why, by the way, the song that a lot of people sing now, Hastor B'Sof Hastor, with Nachman Dressler. So I'll say a few words about that a little bit later. But the secret of what he's saying has nothing to do with what people think it means. Hastor B'Sof Hastor. His argument is that sometimes the Hastor is so great that we don't even realize there's Hastor. Because Hastor is a Madrega. You know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hiding somewhere. And you wonder, how am I going to survive without him? But that means, how am I going to survive without his Hashgacha directly to me? But I certainly acknowledge his existence. The Hastor of Anochi Haster Aster is that it's possible for a person to forget that there is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They don't even see the Hastara. It's so much of a Hastara. That's what he meant. But going back to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the secret of Mikra Megillah is to acknowledge and identify that Klal Yisrael, Mordechai Vester in particular, that they saw that there was a Ribono Shel Olam in every step of the way, but long before the Yeshua began, before the Balailo Noda Doshnas HaMelech, even when Haman is in the ascent, there's already, and the fear and concern that Achashverosh is no longer interested in her, v'chulu v'chulu, there's this constant pounding at the gates, as I said, and petitioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu over and over again. So that's why you read the Megillah twice. You read the Megillah twice, you read it by Laila, and you read it by Yom. The other man, the Omar, Ula B'ra, says, it's a halal. Kriyasa Zuhi Lula. And Kriyasa Zuhi Lula, L'man Zamercha, why do you have to do it twice? L'man Zamercha, Chavar V'lo Yidom, Hashem Olay Kailo Olam Adekha. You can't do it all the time. But on Purim, you give symbolically the gesture of constancy, of repeating it over and over again by laying it twice. So this machloikas on Daf Dalet and the machloikas on Daf Yud Dalet, Rav Nachman and Rava, whether it's Kriyasa Zuhi Lula or it's Hakate Abed Achashverosh Hanan, could very well be the machloikas between Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who says that the idea is Elokai Eker Yom Avolaysan and Belayla Belo Dumi Ali, and Ula Bira that says Leman Yizamer Chachovo Belo Yidom Hashem Elokai Lo Elom Adek. Very interesting. The Rishonim are very preoccupied with this, namely, what does it mean Chayiv Adam Likris Hamigila Balayla Lishnoi Sabayim? It sounds like the sequence Elokai Ekra Yoimon, V'Laila V'Lo Dumiyoli. Laila comes afterwards. So, but here, the Laila comes first. So the Teretz is, in the Pasuk, it's symbolic. But in the sequence, what is the Ika Kriya of Samegila? L'chol Adeus. That's Bayom. In fact, there are some who hold that the, for example, the Turi Evan has a Loshon. He says that he thinks that the Mikra Megillah in the morning is the Ikar, and he says as follows: L'maskana zu mashma shechayiv likrisas haMegillah b'layla b'chayze b'kari b'yom. The nearly, the high kriya, the layla ain't no ela midrabbon. Of course, everything is midrabbon and unput. But he means without ruach hakodesh. It's a separate takanas rachamim to read it once at night. The ain't no Ikar chiyuv shal ruach hakodesh. And the Turi Evan is fighting very hard that every mitzvah and every yisod that comes out of the Megillah itself, those mitzvahs are only by yom. Whether it's Mikra Megillah, or the other mitzvahs of Seudah, or the mitzvahs of Shluach Manos, or the mitzvahs of Matanos Lev Yonim, everything is by yom. So what's Balayla? If there are no of the other mitzvahs Balayla, so what does it mean that there's Mikra Megillah but not Balayla? So the answer is, it's a takonas Mikra Megillah. It's a separate takana that you have to learn it at night as well. Why? So the answer, and this Fasemis hovers over this and dwells upon this a lot. He says the answer is that, why did the Yeshua ben Levi use the Lashon Mishnosa Bayom, which got into a problem that the Gemara, that they thought, the Talmidim thought that it meant to learn the Torah Shabbat Peh, Megillah, Mishnosa from Shinim, like Mishnah and Gemara. Why doesn't he say you should say it twice? So he learns that Chayv Likros Mishnosa means that the idea here is that you have to say it, you have to double it up. So Be'etzem, the Kriyas HaMegillah, that's the Ikar, remains by Yom. But it has to be the second Kriya. So why does it have to be the second Kriya? Because according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the Ikar Kriya has to manifest the time of greatest desperation. I've already called out to you. It's exactly as the Pasuk says. I called out to you, even when it was day, meaning when it was still a little bit good, there was still more hope. And now it's Laila, meaning like Vemenos Chamalos. And now it's dark and it's difficult. And Akal Pikein, I'm still crying out to you. Which of the Mikra Megillos reflects I am still crying out to you? The one by Yom, because I'm still crying out. But that's only because they were mitakein a previous Mikra Megillah. In other words, to create the Cheftza of Mishnosa Bayom, I need a Mikra Megillah Balayla, and that's all it's for. So the Mikra Megillah Balayla serves, is an accomplice to the Mikra Megillah Bayom, which is the Ikar Mitzvah, which is the daytime mitzvah of all the mitzvahs of the daytime. But you needed that should be the second one. Svasemis says it very explicitly. He says as follows. The Efshar, the Hod Amar Ushnoisa Mishun the Ikar Mitzvah Bayomi. Vakriya Balayla Hirak Sheyia Bayom Kriya Bayom Kriya Shneya. That's he says in Mamish explicitly. Sheyia Bayom. That the Kriya Bayom, which is the mitzvah, should be the Kriya Shneya. And after Rina Baha, the Hecha de Biyamam Aloyia Allah Allah Chiyu, Gam Balayla Potter. It's amazing. He says it in Meir Dika Chiddush. He says, what happens if you'd be in a certain situation where in the daytime, you wouldn't have a chiyuv. Since the whole purpose of the laila is to serve the daytime, and the daytime you won't have a chiyuv, then you don't have a chiyuv at night. We would normally think, what does one kriya have to do with the other? At least I have one kriya. He says no. He says nafkamina, mukav shenichnas leir b'leil yedalit, v'koydem amir ha-shafa yeluk l'mkaymai, is potum kriyas laila. So this is because he's a mukav, so when is he going to lay by yom? He's going to lay by yom. Tesva. So he's now in the place where they're mechuyev to lay at night. Yedalus. He says, yeah, but that's not going to be his yom. So since it's not going to be his yom, he doesn't have a chiyuv laila either at that time. It's a very big chiddush. And there are other examples of this sort of chiddush as well. So bekitzer. If you learn that way, then Ula Bira is the same thing. The night is only because you have to show Hashem Elokai L'Olam Adeka. So how do you show L'Olam? Symbolically, by twice. So it comes out that the Mikra Megillah Bayoyim is the L'Olam Adeka because you've already done it before. So again, it's only to serve the Kriyas HaMegillah Bayoyim. Now,
you are listening to BensTorah.com.
The Me'iri, it's a famous Me'iri. There are a lot of stories that write about this Me'iri. The Me'iri has a very interesting idea. Dovah Yadua, he writes, She'ein oimim halu b'kuvit. You know, the Me'iri, he explains everything from the beginning, from Aleph. You don't say halu on pur. Avotam min yoso nefukol lo begimola. That's the gemara that Yudal the Nachman and wrote. Who she'echad mehem amar shekriyoso zuri hilula. V'nirali l'tam zeh. Listen to the Miri. Miri here now comes up with his own chiddush la'halacha. If kriyasa zu ilula, which is how the Rambam passed him. We saw the Rambam before. That the mikra megillah is the halacha. So he says, v'nirali l'tam zeh. Shim haya b'makom she'ein lo megillah. What happens if he's in a place where there is no megillah to read? So what's he going to say? What's the next? That you should say how? Probably the gazal. Nearly the times that she heard of a mokum shame of megillah shekayos ahalo, sharei lo nimna akriyaso elamitnei shekriyasa megillah bimekoma. Bimekoma means it substitutes. So since you have the mikra megillah, so what is it exactly like? It's like Rav Yosef Tavala. It's not kedai to say both Hallel and Mikra Megillah if Mikra Megillah is Hallel. But if you can't have Mikra Megillah, apparently he doesn't feel, interestingly enough, so maybe learn it from a Chumash, or say it Baal Peh, or whatever. No. If it's not Mikra Megillah Kitikuna, then you have to say Hallel. Hallel because that. And that's what he says. So, I was thinking to myself that if I was present when the Meiri said this, I would protest. I wouldn't agree with him. Why not? So I sat down and I counted 61 times that Shem Hashem is mentioned in Hallel. 61 times HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is mentioned. I don't think there's a sequence of kapitlach anywhere else in Tehillim which has their name of the Ribbono Shel Olam as frequently. And then I counted the number of times, in contrast, that Shem Hashem is mentioned in the Megillah. And I came up, after much, much avoda, with zero. Now, that says to me a great deal. What does it say? It says to me as follows. That whatever the Hallel is that we are talking about can't be your plain vanilla Hallel. It's not pshat that somehow this is a different nusach of Hallel. Because, think about it for a minute, how can you ever conceive of Hallel without Shem Hashem? See, that's weird. I would suggest, if you have to choose sides with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi or with Ula Birah, I would immediately choose Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Because if you want to talk Hester, and you want to talk my commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and my resolve about the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that he's going to save us in the end no matter what, and we have to cry out to him, then it's much better that the Shem Hashem is not mentioned in the Megillah. Because that gives us the sense of being able to make the mistake, and gives us the feeling of Hester upon him. Masha'ei king l'mayim zamer kachovet v'lamidoy. The Tashteitzot and Shem Hashem should be mentioned. This is what Hashem did for us, and this is what Hashem did for us. Why not? So I would side with Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, frankly. But getting back to the Meiri, I think that Hallel and Purim has no place whatsoever according to anybody. It doesn't mean Kriyasa Zuri Yilulah. Because it depends how you read it, and that's what I meant. How do you read the Lashon HaRambam? The Rambam to me sounds much more like the Meiri, to be honest with you. He says, "Vaytiknu halu b'purim, shekriyas hamegillah hi ha-halu." But since I learn Rambam day and night, and I want the Rambam to be friendly, you know, I want the Rambam to align himself with my thinking. So what I decided that I'm not mechuyev to read the line that way. The question is, what does it mean kriyasa zuhihi? That's really the question. Are we saying that this is an alternative halal? Or this is an entirely different kind of Hallel? That's the question. In other words, are they saying that Hallel belongs here, but it's no point in duplicating it? Or are they saying that you would be completely remiss if you said the regular Hallel? That's the question. Why? Because Hallel is full of Shem Hashem. Hallel is Pesach. Hallel is Yom Tov. Hallel is Chanukah, Neis Nigla, the Pach Hashem. Even the Rabban B'Admiyatim. But when it comes to Purim, the whole Megillah can read like one of these Oriental sagas, Oriental novellas, where people are doing all kinds of things, starting with Vashti and a fickle Ahasuerus. I mean, that's all over the place. And then you have this mice and that mice, and you know, sometimes you like a person, sometimes you don't like a person. In these days, you know, whatever it is, you don't vote for him, but in the other day, those days, off with the head. Abba Lemaisa, whatever it is, you could read it without HaKadosh Baruch Hu entirely, from beginning till the end. Mamish from beginning till the end, and you could read it, you could be a secular person, you could be a person that doesn't believe in anything, and it's an interesting story. You know, a little contrived, maybe, you know, maybe we would have written it a little bit differently, but it's a very interesting story nonetheless. So to make that into a halal, you have to do one thing. And I've said this 100 times already. The chiyuv in Mikra Megillah is to participate in the writing of the Megillah together with Mordechai and Esther. Our obligation is to write the Megillah, not just to read the Megillah. And that's the difference between Hallel and Mikra Megillah. Avada, you can look at it as a Hallel, as a Shevach to Hashem. You know when? If I finish reading it and put in the name of Hashem, I don't mean that we read HaMelech and we think Hashem. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the remozim, not the doshnas HaMelech and so on. What I'm talking about is our perception of the Yom Tov of Purim, of the day of Purim, and the tachlis of reading the Megillah, and what inspires us to keep Purim going, and why Purim will be the Yom Tov after all the Yom Tovim. Why will Purim be the Yom Tov after all the Yom Tovim? What's so special about Purim? Purim is more than Pesach, Purim is more than Shavuot, Matan Torah. I'll tell you the answer, it's very partial. Why? The Teretz says because in every Yom Tov it celebrates the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shekhinah, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us, Bizgalia. And Bizgalia, nothing is going to be necessary Bizgalia in Yemos HaMashiach. Because that's the biggest Bizgalia. Mola Oretz Deya Es Hashem. So you don't need those Yom Tovim. They pale in comparison to Yemos HaMashiach. But you're still going to have to remember one Yom Tov, because that's the Yom Tov of Hestaponim. And there's not going to be any concept of Hestaponim in Yom HaMashiach, because everybody's going to be so aware. So you have to know that the Yidden were with HaKadosh Baruch Hu when there was Hestaponim. That's why Purim is not going to ever fade away. But that's exactly why you cannot have a Hallel, because the Hallel is the song that you sing when HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself, and it's the exact antithesis of what Purim is supposed to tell us. So Kriyasa Zui Lula is Lehefet. We turn it into a Hallel. That's our Avoda. Our Avoda is to take the Megillah, which seems to be bereft of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's inspiration and influence, and bring all of that into it. And with that, we turn the Megillah into an instrument of Habatzat Torah. We turn the Megillah into a Kisvei HaKodesh, which belongs with all the Chagalit, even though no other Kisvei HaKodesh does not have the name of Hashem. And all the reasons that you could give, it doesn't make any difference what the reasons are, but the ultimate reason is because that's the only way you can reflect what Purim's essence is. So Mamela to suggest that if you don't have a Megillah, so I'd say so it's Fafam. But you can't say Hallel. Because when the Gemara said Kriyasa Zui Lua, they didn't mean that these are a substitute and alternatives and they're totally equal and covalent. And if you say Megillah, you don't need the Hallel because it's redundant. But if you don't have the Megillah, then the Miri says, then you have to say the Hallel. I say, no. It's not covalent and it's not redundant. It's an entirely different kind of Hallel. It is a Hallel. The other day it says, listen, you can't say Hallel anyhow because I can't have the Hashverosh on us. In the Minyan HaMitzvahs of the Rabbi, somebody came over to me last night and he says he's turning the Sefer HaMitzvahs upside down and inside out, and he's really in distress, which is really very nice in a way, that a person could be in distress about something like that. You know, he lost his keys, you know. You can't find a certain Rambam, somebody told him that it's in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, where the Rambam speaks about what the Mikra Megillah, what Purim is all about. And it's a Shevach Vahidoya to HaKadosh Baruch. So I told him the mistake that you're making is that you probably misunderstood what he was telling you. It doesn't mean in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. It's in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, which is in the Hakdama to the Yad HaChazaka. So the Hakdama to the Yad HaChazaka of the Rambam, his own Hakdama to the Yad, to the Mishnah Torah. So So there he speaks about all the mitzvahs that he has presented in the Yadin, and he organizes them exactly in order the way he does in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. And then what he does in the same Hakdama is break up all the mitzvahs according to the sections of the Aleph HaZaka. And he duplicates that at the beginning of each section, right? You have all the mitzvahs that are associated with filling, all the mitzvahs associated with mezuzah, all the mitzvahs associated with Gnei Ben Zeila, etc. So there he writes as follows. Shanaviyim in Bezdin Tiknu Vitzivu Mikros HaMegillah Ba'Einosa. Today, the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, what's it for? What was the Takanas Chachamim? See, his question there is based on the idea that Ein Anavi Rashi L'Chadesh and Lo Bashamayim Hi, and you can't, you know, it's like, what's going on? So he says they can make takonos and zeiros. The only thing they can't do is say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded you with another mitzvah. So he says, so what's Megillah for? What was the purpose? If it's a takona, what was the takona supposed to convey? What are we accomplishing with it? So he writes as follows, Kedei lahazkir shvachav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu utshuos she'asa lanu he responded to our cry. So the Rambam here, it's a magical phrase, this sentence. It's just divided. Because he straddles the two shittas so perfectly, you cannot imagine. On the one hand, he tells us it's a shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He uses the lashon of bracha and halal. It's a bracha, it's a halal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what is it? Lahaskir shvachav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Shuva shasalam. So this sounds very much like the Shita of Hula Bira. Sounds very much like the Shita of Hula Bira. But then he adds, in the middle of phrase, he remained close when we petitioned him. And that sounds like Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi. But more especially the end. It's an amazing thing. Mi goy godol. So I was thinking to myself that this pasuk itself is straddling the fence. Because on the one hand it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to respond to us. Speaks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the other said, Mi goy godol asher lo koyim b'chol kareinu. So it really is the combination, the amalgamation of these two thoughts. It is, of course, a shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And lemaisa, he saved us. But you don't see one word of that in the Megillah. Why? Because it's our obligation to identify that by the etzem kriya itself. And that's why you can't substitute the halal. But that is exactly why also the idea of likris is a Megillah ba'alayu shleisa ba'yayim according to Rabbi Shur ben Levi is that you have to show how desperate they were and they still remained faithful to what? Not just to Hashem, but that Hashem will respond to them. The whole Korein away was. It's a miridika. The Lashon is such an amalgamation of these two ideas, seamlessly. It just goes, flows, mamish one into the other in this Lashon Haramba. One more thing that I wanted to mention to you, which is very sweet, and it's something that was said by the Netziv, which is brought down by the Aderes. Kuf Shvet. There's a Tosfos in Megillah. By the way, before I say that, because I'd like to finish with that, it's just like a sweet candy. There's one more Nekuda that I wanted to mention. The same Aderes says as follows. We see the Lashon HaGemara, Ma'amor of Yeshua Ben Levi, Nira Lee, because that Dalam and Aleph, there's a whole number of Ma'amorim of Yeshua Ben Levi, the first one which we learned at the beginning, Chayyab HaKadikos HaMegillah Balayla, which Noisa Vayayim. But he also tells us that Nashim are Mechuyavos in Mikra Megillah. Women are Mechuyavos in Mikra Megillah. So he says, but the Seder HaDvarim is such that he thinks that the Chiyuv at night, which is really very different than what happens in most Megillahs, all the women come to Shul at night. They come with their children and everything. In the morning, the Shlafta busy. I tell my Kehillah, to some measure of success, that the Ikar Chiyuv, according to everybody, is Bayayim, B'chal HaDayos. And there's even this Shita, that the women don't even have a Chiyuv at night. Very interesting. And he says, That just dovetails with all the things that we were saying before. That the Chiyuv is not a Kriyas Megillah by Laila and the Kriyas Megillah by Yoyim. Two separate Kriyas. It's to turn the Bayoyim into a certain kind of Kriya. And the only way you can do that is if you lain it before. And you can't lain it twice the same day because it doesn't have that quality at all. Because the first one is the Chiyuv. So you lain it at night, Ki'ilu, when there is really no Chiyuv, to be able to, and that becomes a takanas hachamim, so it becomes a chiyuv of sorts. But it's not the same chiyuv as the morning. So why do you lain it? In order to create, according to both shitas, whether it's l'mayin zamech l'chavod, Hashem l'kai l'olam odeka, or whether it's yonam ekra v'layil v'lodumi oli, that it's the second chiyuv. It's again, it says nocham odeka. So that's what he says, that if that's the case. So we had earlier another nafkamina, that it's totally in the day, and if the day is not there, then the night isn't there. And now you have another nafkamina that maybe there's a kula for the noshim. That he says, nearly the chiyuv kriyas megillah b'layla rakla an noshim gaderes. I mean, it was a big talmud chacham. You have to have big places to say that. It's la an noshim and not to noshim. According to him, he feels they don't even have a chiyuv at night. Said the Shulchan Aruch, an noshim, noshim, taf, and so on and so forth. But that could be simply for the piercing, not worry for the men. Anyhow, there is such a thing. I wanted to leave you with the Tosfos. By the way, if you're interested in the Hastorah, Shebesocha Hastorah, imagine that most of you have heard this song. It's being played all over the place at all times. And the way they understand it, of course, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu assessed upon him is very bad, and the Hastorah, which is the Hastorah, Hei Samach Tov Reish Hei, Anoche Haster Aster, the Hastorah, the Socha Hastorah, is super bad. It's like the matzah is really bleak. That's not what he means by it altogether. So if you're interested, I'm just going to give you the Marimakam for it. It's a big arichus, and it's a very fascinating piece. It's Likutei Maharan and Torah Simen Nun Vav. But I just wanted to tell you one thing. The Tosfos says at the end, in the Dibra Maskul Pasach Vayomer Al Hanisim, he says, it says, that is the Shir Shal Yoyim of Purim. You know that according to the Gra, he didn't say the regular Shir Shal Yoyim plus. Whenever there is a Yom Tov, that's the only thing that he says. It's very makbir on the Rosh Chodesh, especially. Yeah, whoever follows the Minhag Yagra. Yeah. So the day is Lamatzeh Halayelus Hashachar. And the whole idea of Ayelus HaShachar, so there's a Medrash. The Medrash says that it's the darkness before the dawn. It's very interesting. They asked the scientists today, is there such a thing that it's stuck at the darkest moment of the night before the dawn? And they don't seem to be too excited about that idea. But if you look carefully at the Medrash doesn't say that the darkness is that's the darkest moment, stop. They say, when the moon sets, and v'chulu v'chulu, so then it's stuck at the darkest moment. So in other words, if the circumstances are such, the moon doesn't always set just before the dawn. In any case, the idea of the darkness before the dawn is because right when you think it's the worst possible matzah, that's after when the Yeshua comes. So that's Purim. But Tosfos says as follows, V'omer l'matzeich aliyel se'shachar, nishum d'chsiv bei ma'polo lo'ovne kochav. That's what it says in the Tosfos. Nishum d'chsiv bei ma'polo, you know what a ma'polo is. Mapolo, the destruction, the fall, kinofo tipo lefona. Makolol Obikachot to the goy. So the Adera says, Shamati b'shem yidid nafshi, hagon mofes hador, morim nitziv, Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, roish hagoylo mivalojet shlita. He was still alive when he wrote this. Shekosu, ma shekosu ha-tosfos, did ramaskul pasak, shehu sheyesh bo matolo la'akum, shehu tolos soifah. V'nishave miroshe teboiz shoyokosu, Tefila Lamed Aleph Shtrichla He. Tefila Lamed Aleph He. Shakavono Esther Hamalka. Amatseyach Alayelis HaShafer is the Tefila Keli Keli Amazaftoni, welcome to us, of Esther Hamalka. It said Tefila Lamed Aleph He. Now Lamed Aleph He, of course, is what? L'Umas Ha'olam. You're not davening to the Umas Ha'olam. So obviously Tefila must be a mistake. So what is it? Well, the only reason tefillah is tefillah is because there's a tough, but a tough and a mem, they're not too far away. So from tefillah became ma'pola. Ma'pola lumas ha'olam, when it started out as tefillah of Esther and Malka. And this Hashem is barakaka, the tefillah should be the kuya. I want you to know that there is no kapitel in all of Tehillah. I go on record. There's no kapitel in all of Tehillah that starts out so bleak and ends so triumphant. As Kapitel Chav Beis, Lametzeach Al Yelus Hashachar, from Alakai, the Keli Keli Roma Azaftoni, Lametzeach Al Yelus Hashachar, Keli Keli Roma Azaftoni, it ends. Ki Hashem Amelucha Moshe Bagoyim V'chulu V'chulu Yavoh V'Yagidu Tzidkoso La'amno Lord Ki Osa. Very, very powerful, positive psukim about the Shevach that Klal Yisrael will bring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One of the psukim there is Yirei Hashem Haluhu Kol Zera Yaakov Kabeduhu V'guru Mimenu Kol Zera Yisrael Ki Lo Boza V'lo Shikatz Enus Oni V'lo Histir Panav Mimenu. What do you mean V'lo Histir Panav Mimenu? The whole thing is Histir Panav. That's it. That's what Purim is all about. You bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu so totally into the Megillah that Kriyasa becomes the Lula. And that's how you show that it's up to us to decide if this has to bottom or not. And that is the whole hemshah. It's unbelievable. It ends in such an incredible Mi'itchoti losi b'kol rog Nidoray Hashalim Negedeno. Nidoray Hashalim Negedeno is the pasuk right out of Hallel. Like Nidoray Hashem Hashalim Negedeno L'chalamo. It's mamish the same words. Because you start out with Kelu Kelu Amaz Avtoni, but you say no. Yoyim HaMekrov Loisana V'Layla V'Lo B'Diyoli. Shetaka Dizoycha, that Purim should come and the Geula should come. Rashi says that Adar Nisan Ad Yimei HaGeula, Adar is Biskasya, Nisan is Bisgalya, V'Yaz Goyot Tzedek V'Mehera V'Yomei.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.